Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Second Take Variety Hour.
The Second Take Variety Hour is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Hello, everyone. I'm Alex, and this is the Variety Hour. I'm not Sebastian, and I just fooled everyone.
Scared the shit out of me. The whole time the song's playing, I'm thinking, oh, you've done it again, Sebby. You haven't thought of an intro. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
And if you can't hear him coughing to the side, we have a deathly ill.
I'm ever so slightly dying over here, Andy Schossler. Yeah. Thank you. Be kind in my eulogy.
Be kind, rewind, watch his funeral twice. It's better the second time.
That's a good movie. I like Tin Be Kind,
foil
Rewind.
Hats.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Jack Black in a silly little project.
My memory Fantastic. Was the trailers looked very funny in that movie. In Be Kind and Rewind. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to see them, you know, fuck around and swede these really good movies. Yeah. And then I remember watching the movie and thinking, wow, this movie's very slow and I'm only laughing occasionally. And I was disappointed.
Yeah. Well,
I was quite young when I watched it though. I mean,
I think movie's we went and saw it together.
I mean, I saw it on DVD or whatever. I didn't actually go out to see it.
Didn't watch it on VHS?
It's not that old. Is it?
Who did I go to the movies to see?
I'm going to say our friend Vossi, just statistically.
Yeah, no, that's
I remember seeing
it. It's one of my
just chiming in. Sorry.
I remember seeing it when I was still living at my childhood home.
Well, let's play a game. You guys guess the year.
Must have been in the last, I don't know, 20 years.
Oh, right. It's definitely a 2000s plus.
What I will say is.
But definitely longer than 15 years ago. So pre-2004.
It's not that old. Alex actually the closest, but I will say under the Price is Right rules in which everyone lives by, he's out because he went over, but it's 2008.
Hey!
So by Andrew, just by shooting so far into the past, actually won, even though you're only 1 year off.
Not how that works.
That is exactly how that works.
Yeah, we're not playing the Price is Right.
We're playing the Price is Right. That's why we have a theme song.
We are playing the Price is Right, Alex. If we ever play Jeopardy, we'll come to you and you can, because you share a name with Mr. Trebek.
Bullshit!
Wait, I can do this. What is a sore loser? You've been Jeopardied.
I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's a little gif of this guy, like, I'm not competitive, but also me. And he's like, they're playing Settlers of Catan. It's like one of those little card tables and he like flips the table and starts bashing it. I almost did that.
Well, don't. It's actually quite a big table.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could flip it, but don't.
It would hurt.
And I'm going to say, in my defense, this movie has a 6.4 out of 10 on IMDb. So
it's fine.
Passing grade.
I didn't say it was a terrible film, but it's also not a good film. And I think you guys just jump off its dicks, what I'm saying. Because it's a 6.4. Come on. Unless you're bringing a 7 to the table, is she interested?
It's one of those films. It's one of those films that can very easily be somebody's, you know, cult favorite.
Sorry. You
know, somebody's guilty pleasure.
I think Alex was about to go on a rant of it's not the rating of the film, it's how you use it. And I just wanted him to work through this struggle. Because I saw it like turning in your brain.
Nah.
I saw the pain in his eyes and I saw the glee in yours.
I was like, please go on with this. Oh.
No.
So in typical Seb fashion, When I hear back on this episode during my, you know, just a bit of quality control, bit of QC there, I'll be able to throw in the name of what I will be reviewing today.
Sorry, what was that?
Blah blah blah.
Ah, yeah. German.
So coherent.
Yep. So, but unfortunately, present Sebastian, the one you're actually listening to, hasn't worked out what he's bringing to the table today. And I'm just going to have to just, I'm just going to have to feel the room, you know? And worst case scenario, I'm going to be reviewing ECW One Night Stand 2.
No, no. We're not doing that.
Please, no.
So that's my if I can't think of anything by my turn, I'm reviewing a wrestling pay-per-view.
Yeah, I was going to say I don't even know what it is, but it sounds like wrestling and yep. I'm just not interested. I'm already glazing over.
That's my safety word. ECW One Night Stand 2. Nope.
No, please no.
So what are you guys talking about today? Did Alex nice. Also not prepare?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. You judge me.
I'm not going to talk about wrestling, though.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah. I just want to talk about...
I'm going to talk about gardening.
No.
Off mic, I said something and you're like, I'm going to save that for the variety hour.
Yeah, well, I forget what that was.
You should have written it down. Yeah. Like I should have done 2 weeks ago when I had an episode left in me and just was like, oh, we'll do it the week after. I just forgot.
How is it that we make a show out of talking about how we don't have stuff to make a show?
Yep.
No, I do have things that I want to talk about.
I have come prepared. I always come prepeared.
I know.
I normally it eats away at me if I don't have something to talk about.
I definitely have something I want to talk about. I just don't know.
I just don't know what it is or when I'm going to think of it.
How do you guys feel about excuses? Because I've got a doozy of an excuse.
I'll go sure, on. If that's the only thing you have.
Yep. As in like the reason I'm not prepared.
Yes. Oh, right. Okay.
I got that. I'm with you, Seb.
Yeah, it's not even a good excuse. I've just had work this week, which like, hey, Seb, you work.
Everyone works.
Yes. Seb. I've been on earlys, which I know you're thinking, hey, Seb, people are on earlys every now and then. You're not special. I get it. Nobody's special. But I've been waking up about between 4 and 4:30 every morning and getting to sleep at 8 p.m. every night. So by the time I get home from work,
8 hours sleep.
I wake up at 4:30 every morning and I'm in bed by 9.
The sleep is not the problem. The sleep is fine. I'm just stating that by the time I get home from work, I have 4 hours from that point until I'm asleep. So I have
everybody has that time limit, Seb.
No, normally I'm up to
everybody
the wee
gets
hours.
Home. Everybody gets home and has 4 hours before they need to go to bed to wake up in time and refreshed for the next day.
I'm not used to working these peasant hours. No, so I just haven't actually consumed that much content this last couple of weeks. But I know I've consumed some, and I will find out what it is from the back of my brain during this episode. That's a guarantee.
The universe must have some sort of symmetry involved in it because I have consumed a lot of content this week.
Oh.
In the last week, I have gone back and watched the 3 Edgar Wright, Simon Pegg, Nick Frost films.
Good choices.
Yes, very good.
Yeah. We started, I don't even know how we started. I think my wife and I were just sitting down to dinner and thinking, yeah, I could, I'm feeling in the mood for a movie.
I actually watched one of them this week as well.
Shaun of the Dead came up and we just watched it.
Good. I rewatched The World's End. So I will be joining you when we talk about that very soon.
Well, that's today. What you can talk about. I'll be quite happy to join you.
No.
Because
we reviewed it before on the show before you joined us.
I know. Well, I want to talk about something else. Star Wars fever has hit.
Yep.
With
yeah.
With the dropping of the trailer that looks very lackluster, I have to say.
It's pronounced Blockbuster.
No. That's not the impression I got. I'm not looking forward to Rise of Skywalker at all.
Well, I've not looked forward to a Star Wars movie since I was in high school and I thought the prequels were fun.
So neither of you are actually Star Wars fans.
I would never have said I was a Star Wars fan.
Well, this is the thing. The new films had dropped and this was after Rogue One. I didn't enjoy that very much. Force Awakens was fine. Didn't blow me away. Rogue One was a piece of crap.
Rogue One was a piece of crap.
It was
with
one crap.
Good scene.
I disagree, but anyway, go on.
Yeah. Then The Last Jedi came out.
Oh God, I wish it was The Last Jedi.
I really didn't like that. That wasn't what I was expecting from a Star Wars film at all. And Luke Skywalker is a different character and blah blah anyway. So by the time Solo came around, right, and everybody was up in arms about Disney ruining Star Wars, there was the boycott organized for the next film, which unfortunately happened to be Solo. I was going to dinner before seeing the film we were wrapping up. I went up to pay for the dinner. I was having a chat with the guy, and he says, what are you doing?
Sorry, can I interlude here?
Yeah.
And you're like, the bill's already been paid. And the gentleman was like, the bill's already been paid, of course. And then you just walked out, and it turns out you robbed a place. And,
no, it wasn't anything like that. I always pay my bills. I could very well be a Lannister. Yeah,
I don't get that reference. Yeah. You slept with your sister. Is that what we're going with?
If I had a sister, I probably would have had a crack at her.
Well, you heard it here
first. As a Lannister,
of course.
As a Lannister, yeah. It's a kind of Targaryen, expected.
Whatever.
Anyway, talking with the guy, we're going to see Solo. I'm not expecting much, and he is the one that kind of threw me around and said, "No. I think it's gotten a bad rap. I'm not going to say anything to spoil it." But just go in there with a fresh mind. I actually really enjoyed it. That perked me up a little bit, and I thought, okay, maybe it's not going to be the same product that Disney has put out. And I have to say, I kind of loved Solo when I first saw it. I kind of loved it. It was really good. It felt like an adventure film, like a genuine adventure film, like Indiana Jones. I felt that all the way through. I wasn't bored at any moment through it.
Good.
It was terrific. In this last week, I also went back and watched Solo. Because I'd said to everybody I'd talked to, I don't think I did the review with you guys when Solo came around. I think I joined permanently a few weeks after that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And to be honest, I didn't really listen to the show before that anyway. So I
nobody
know
does, did, except for you.
Did you guys both like it? I can't actually remember the review.
My stance on the Star Wars movies is the only good ones came after The Force Awakens.
Oh, okay.
I like the new ones, except for Rogue One has a lot of problems for me, but I like all the new ones. I think everything else that came before it is... I don't like the original trilogy. I just think it's... I think they're either boring or bad, and for me in the wrong kind of bad way where I don't enjoy it, not like the bad fun way. All the new stuff, I think, are just the most competent films in the franchise, but Solo was one of them. Like, it was a fun time for me.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So everybody I talked to at the time, I said, yes, that is... a film I can definitely go back and watch. And I did, and I have to say, I still enjoyed it.
Good.
I still liked it. The whole Darth Maul at the end thing is still a bit of a red herring of just, okay, that's in there, I get it, but it didn't spoil anything. It's not out of place because...
Wait for Duo.
For?
Duo.
What's Duo?
The sequel.
Yeah, the sequel to the Solo.
I'm glad that we're on the same wavelength.
Thank you. Yep.
It's just funny. I hate one thing they do with prequels. And this is not a Star Wars problem specifically. This is a prequels problem where everyone has to have some sort of mysterious connection to one another, even though we saw them.
Yes, that's right.
And yeah, that's like Darth Maul showing up. Oh, of course, there's some link to that, blah, blah, blah. The Hobbit franchise did it by adding characters that weren't in the Hobbit story just to be connections. Like that's
And the Red Letter Media guys nailed it. As to why Darth Maul is there, because of the forthcoming Kenobi film, of course you've got to reintroduce Darth Maul somehow so that Kenobi can have a showdown with Darth Maul in his film.
The Wolverine prequel where they showed how he got went to the Weapon X program, how they show why he can't remember everything, where he got his leather jacket from as part of the origin story. Like, things like, we didn't need to know he got the jacket from some old guy that died. You know who he got the jacket from? Costco.
Yeah.
Like, he bought a jacket.
It doesn't
like,
matter. I was also rewatching a lot of Ryan George's, or George Ryan's.
Ryan George.
Ryan George's pitch meetings.
Yep.
Good where stuff. He has, yeah, where he has one. He's got his 90s show version. It's not a pitch meeting, but it's part of his series. Mm. And yeah, he makes the commentary, oh yeah, I'm a time traveler and I went to Hollywood and they discovered it. So now they're making a film. You know, the time traveling guy comes to Hollywood and this is the story of how he gets his glasses.
Yep.
That's the film they're going to make. Yep. That's the most interesting part of the whole story is how he got his glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's ridiculous. And Solo getting his name, that was the one cringy moment in the film. Even with the L3 robot, the social justice droid.
L3 was funny.
I was kind of on board with it. It was fine. Yeah. Like she was enough of a character that you could get away with it, and it wasn't cringy.
See, my thing was them putting L3's brain into the Falcon.
I like that.
But, oh.
No, it was fine.
I don't care about the original series anyway, so it is fine. But, yeah.
Lando and her, or Don Glover, and the voice actress had enough chemistry that they carried it off. Solo had great characters.
Mm.
which is exactly why Rogue One failed, because it had no characters. Everybody was just reciting their lines, and that was it.
For me, the editing was just the problem with Rogue One. I felt like it was really choppy. That took me out of it.
That wasn't the only problem, but at least if it had characters, you could have forgiven everything.
I didn't mind some of the actors in that film. For me, I actually liked some of the characters. It was just, for me, like literally just no the chemistry. Way the film flowed felt like it was just all over the place, inconsistent. For me, it was like, oh, that scene just doesn't match what's happened before and after it. I feel like it's just jumping around, but in a bad way, not in like a, oh, what an adventure. It's just like, no, please edit. Edit this so good, please.
But Solo was good. It is still good on reviewing, as far as I'm concerned. And it's a shame that it was the film that followed Last Jedi, because it got all the backlash from people who didn't like The Last Jedi.
Okay, but you watched the Cornetto trilogy, much more successful in quality franchise, right? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the good ones. I want to be happy again.
So Shaun of the Dead, again, another near perfect film. Mm-hmm. And it's not that it has any flaws. I say near perfect is because I struggle to think of what a perfect film would be.
That one.
Yeah, they're definitely...
Oh, that actually really hurt. Now I did that.
It's just brilliant.
It's such a quotable movie as well. And how's that for a slice of fried gold in the thing?
Yeah,
I forgot that was from Shaun of the
You're
Dead.
You're welcome. I have amazing taste when
I know.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Now I got picked apart mainly by Zane, not so much Alex. But when we did the Cornetto trilogy, we did the reviews in Second Take. I went on record saying that I think The World's End is the best of the three.
I didn't like it the first time I saw it.
How'd you feel this time?
I loved it.
It's good, right?
I loved it. It is so good. I think maybe because I'd seen the other two in quick succession before that, that may have helped. Maybe just because I was in a different frame of mind. But The World's End is actually a good movie.
It's so clever.
What's his name? Gary King. He actually has a solid character. I mean, a tragic character as well. All of them have very solid characters.
Still reminds me of our mate, unnameable.
I'm thinking of a lot of people that are like this. After that guy that
guy that we can't name and can't tell any details about.
Andrew.
Just sitting right here.
No, I think the Gary King character, effectively, when watching it through on the second time, for me, I had that realization that he's on a death march here. He wants to go out this way, and that changes everything. It's still a fun movie. You're still laughing. But just being able to break apart his specific character journey that Simon Pegg takes him on is incredible. I love Shaun of the Dead. I love Hot Fuzz. Those are your traditional horror LARPs. The characters are really well written, but I don't think there's much more to Shaun apart from what we get from Shaun. And when it comes to Nick Angel's a bad example too in this case, because he's also so one note for everything, you know? The most growth we get from Danny, but even that's just from an idiot to a slightly more relevant idiot. Like,
well, Shaun has a bit of an arc in that he develops more responsibility. He starts taking a lot more responsibility, I should say, for his life and things going around it. That's his arc. Nick Angel, he learns to be a bit more accepting of the grey side of life. He's not as rigid by the end of it. But Gary King.
Oh, roller coaster ride.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Such, at the same time, a lovable but despisable character.
Right.
And it works so well. And for me, just the flip of the trilogy of Simon Pegg's the competent one, Simon Pegg's the competent one, Simon Pegg is not the competent one. Having Nick Frost suddenly be this like reference point of adultness is like, what is going on? And that was for me when I came in and realized when I was watching, because I saw it in the theaters with some friends. I think there was a good chance you were there actually, Alex. Probably. And I remember thinking as it was going, oh, I'm not sure I like this. It feels weird that Simon Pegg's the idiot in this case.
I think that may very well be the reason I was a bit apprehensive at first too.
Yeah.
Just because it was so different.
Yeah.
But Edgar Wright's my favorite director. I was like, he deserves a chance here. Like, I'm not going to shit on this movie halfway through. Let's see it out to the end. And I left, and it was kind of how like when I left Endgame. I was like, I enjoyed that, but I'm a little bit emotionally confused right now. And I left The World's End like that too. Especially with that ending when you first time you get it as well. You're like, oh shit. But then after it came out on Blu-ray and watched it again and again, and now I've seen it like 20, 30 times. I fucking love that movie.
Okay.
It's really good.
Well, I happened to catch it, I think, on Stan on Netflix.
I saw mine on Netflix, so probably Netflix, yeah. So it's Alex.
Yet another win for the streaming services.
Absolutely, well, yeah. Did you think of your mysterious topic today?
Yeah, I wasn't sure I was going to talk about this, but I'm gonna. recently I've been going to a couple of gigs here in Brisbane, mostly the valley / like city area.
It's like the Brisbane nightlife area for those that are outside of Brisbane.
Yes.
We only get one because it's Brisbane and it's the size of a snow globe. A peanut inside of a snow globe, except there's no snow. It's just ash.
Yeah.
It's deep, man. It's so deep.
So deep.
Anyway. Would you say it's a deep sub-impact? Wait, there we go. Oh. I don't know why I skipped. Maybe well I hit done. It twice. Who knows?
I would say it is a deep impact.
That's the noise. It's how a deep sub-impact.
So
I don't know. It's just somebody knocking on a cavernous door.
Yeah, if you do it three times, it is kind of like someone knocking on a door that leads into a cave.
This guy that I've been going to see, his name is Brendan the Bard. You can find him on social media.
What's his Facebook, Alex? I expect you
Brendan
to know this.
The Bard.
I hate you so much. Sorry, yes, please.
I literally say our Facebook every time.
Eventually.
I was hoping. My heart had the bit that you would know his Facebook address off by heart, but not ours.
Facebook.com/ Brendan the Bard.
Okay.
He has a couple of, I think he's got an album and, or maybe an EP on Spotify. You can go listen to his music. He's great. Like I actually went to uni with him. Like it's really funny, like the story of like being reintroduced to someone that you used to know and they're
that's
doing
a song actually. That's also done by an Australian. Let's put a pin in this. I have a story later.
Got you. Right.
Thank you.
Anyway, Brendan the
Bard. Oh, boo. Sorry. I was reading. I'm on Brendan the Bard's Facebook page. I was only half listening. I hate you.
So I went to uni with this lovely chap back in the day when I was going to a university to study.
Used to do that?
Yeah, like before the internet. And actually, now I'm not that old.
Before people went to universities to become activists?
I can corroborate Alex's story. Brendan the Bard does, in fact, have a Facebook.
Good. Thank you for how would you say it? Brendan the Bard?
Sorry, I'm just looking at pictures. He has the same glasses as me.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. What a handsome, handsome chap.
He does look like a young Merlin.
Yeah. Anyway, I remember him like walking around campus with a guitar, like just always like...
Okay.
Just always playing his guitar, like just singing. Recently, it's like in the last couple of months, one of my friends that I work with is like, hey, I'm going to see this guy play tonight. Like, do you want to come along? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, I'll see what the wife's up to. And like, we went along. I was like, oh, I know this guy. And it was just like the craziest thing. And so I've actually seen him perform twice this week. So Sunday night, at a place called Lefty's, which is in Caxton Street.
For those outside of Brisbane, that's a street in Brisbane.
Thanks, Seb.
You're welcome.
It's not near the valley.
It's not, but it's near the city.
It is near the city.
And the city is valley adjacent.
It is, but it's on the other side of the city. It's not valley adjacent.
No.
We call it the valley. I know it's probably a little bit lower than other places, but there's not like a great crevasse somewhere that I haven't seen, right?
It's the Fortitude Valley.
Yeah, it's got lots of fortitude.
Valley
right?
of Fortitude.
I'm surprised it's not level given the amount of vomit that must flow through these streets at night.
It's actually higher than all the surrounding suburbs.
So it's actually more like the Fortitude Peak.
It is.
Oh, fuck, I hate this country sometimes. Sorry.
Maybe it used to be a valley before it was flattened and skyscrapers went up.
Well, I mean, like, running on the flat earth theory, is there really such thing as a valley or a peak? Also, yes.
Thanks. Demonstrably so, said.
Yep.
Yeah.
Almost provable. Almost.
If only we had some sort of Space technology.
Like, if only we lived on a three-dimensional plane. Can you imagine recording a podcast in a one-dimensional plane?
No.
Oh, it's so confusing. Because we're just, by that point, we're just a straight line, right?
That's, well...
Just a line? That's one dimension, right?
But isn't a line 3D?
If we're on a one-dimensional plane, I think, is that right? Am I doing the wrong one? Welcome to this variety hour where Seb struggles with math.
one dimension, you would just exist along a single line.
Yeah.
Time.
But we'd all exist on the same line, right?
Yes.
So imagine recording a podcast with that.
There would be no width to it. There would be no
depth.
You couldn't move off the line.
God.
Everybody would just be on this... You know, a string of points.
At least our setup would be more simple.
Not really.
You couldn't plot to end game would have been a lot easier to follow as well.
But you couldn't get past anybody because you can't jump over anybody on this line.
I'm not after passing people.
So if you wanted to go to a coffee shop, you know, everybody, either side of you would have to shift along with you until you got to the coffee shop.
But
the coffee shop itself is also being pushed, so you'd never get there.
You never get there.
Unless you yourself are the coffee shop, you don't get to the coffee shop.
There you go. It's horribly uneconomical.
What about just 2D?
Okay, hear me out.
But, so you've got, let's say you've got height and width.
Yep.
No depth.
That's Seb in a nutshell.
What about what about the fifth dimension?
No, that's the fifth element.
Oh, I was hoping for this throwback to
which is love and heart
to our debate episodes where we were asked to freaking pitch a plot for and Alex for some reason doing a plot related to Interstellar, but he had replaced them traveling through time with them traveling through the alternate fifth dimension of smell. Yeah, because time and smell, interchangeable. I was really hoping for them. But just reminding you how much of a jackass you are, I hope you appreciate that.
I forgot how good I am.
I do that too. Every time I listen to an episode, I'm like, my God, I'm a genius.
Well, where did my creativity go?
So wait, two dimensions and what? I was not listening.
So height and depth. No, height and width, no depth.
Okay. We can have height and depth, just no width.
Yeah, either.
That's fine.
Do you reckon? Yeah. Okay, we have some on sister, brother, cousin podcast, Mighty Motion Picture Rangers. There's Shane Anderson and Chan Star Anderson. Shanderson. No relation.
Shanderson and Chanderson.
Yes, Shanderson and Chanderson. As far as I know, they're not my brothers or anything, but no. They're both local filmmakers. I would love to, and hi, Chan Star, you're probably listening. I would love to submit them a script of my writing to be like, hey, do you want to get on board and make this? I've set this entire script on a one-dimensional plane and it's just me holding down the underscore key for 90 pages. it's almost worth the bit, right?
Oh, that is beautiful.
Oh. So Chancellor, if you're listening and you're interested, I do have a price.
Maybe it could be a movie about the making a movie of this movie.
I mean, like it could be. And then we show how my line went back in time to get its sunglasses.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, so Brandon the Bard?
Brandon the Bard.
I can confirm through a look on his Facebook that it is in fact facebook.com/Brandon the Bard.
There you go.
And see, that took me 2 minutes earlier and I got to say it in full. It's great.
How did we get onto single dimensional worlds from there?
Yeah,
how did we? It's fine. Just move forward.
Da, 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 da. It's the variety.
People, I mean, we might know this as Australians, but now just I said we should keep moving forward. Just remember, you guys obviously know like the whole why the Australia's national animals are the emu and the kangaroo.
Because they
can't walk backwards because they're retarded.
Of course they can. Have you ever?
No.
Have you never watched an emu?
They can't walk backwards.
Well, they can jump backwards. Front.
I mean, anything can jump backwards. A fish should jump backwards if it's on the deck of a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, our logo should be a fish. Not our logo, the
fish
Australia logo.
Fish can't walk backwards.
They can jump backwards.
Fish can't even fucking walk.
Except for a Mexican walking fish, who I think just exists to prove you wrong.
The sharks can't even look behind them. They don't have a neck, so the sharks can't even look behind
them. Yeah, idiots.
Maybe it should be a shark.
My dog,
they have to keep swimming forwards or they die. They have to have water constantly going through their gills.
Oh, yeah. God,
they can't even sleep. Yeah. Their own biology prevents them from fully sleeping.
Do you reckon they just like shut down every now and then?
They shut down half their body.
Isn't that like most fish though? Like they don't
Or they park themselves in a, you know, a strong current.
Boo. Imagine waking up because you can't breathe.
Yeah, that'd be a horrible thought.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. The idea
is kangaroos
that
can't type.
Also true.
Why would you want someone that can't type as your mascot?
A bald eagle can't type.
Bald eagles are actually not that big as well, and they're quite like fragile animals. I don't understand why they were chosen.
When I shot at one.
You know, that's a federal offence in the US because they're endangered.
Yeah, absolutely.
To the fact that if you're at a national park and there just happened to have been a bald eagle somewhere and a feather were to drop off of it and you were to pick up that feather, that is a prisonable offence, having possession of part of that animal.
How about that?
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy. And we haven't even talked about school shootings yet. That's next week's variety hour.
It is a variety.
That is a variety of topics, right? Okay,
this constant barrage of topics. Okay. Maybe we get more listeners if we focused in on something.
No,
I don't think they'll understand the premise of the variety hour.
I just keep jumping from topic to topic as it
you'll
enters
never get
our
any
mind.
Depth out of us.
Okay, we also never hit the hour, so if we stop hitting the variety, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. Okay,
welcome to the hour show, where we don't go for an hour.
I'm going to talk about.
I haven't finished talking.
Oh,
about
thank God, because
thing.
I've lost my thing. Andrew, pass my bag to me, please.
Very well.
Alex, continue. My topic is in my bag and I can't remember its name because it's in my bag.
Well.
You had to put your bag all the way
over
there,
didn't
you?
Oh, just get
it.
Alex, cover us.
Okay. Covering by
No, you're the one that's talking. This is your topic.
So, Brandon the Bard.
What's in this bag? Let's have a look.
Ooh, I see his porn.
Ooh.
Okay, this is a fun time. For me.
We can't talk about this.
I just need my wallet. I just need my wallet.
That's just all. Your wallet?
I mean, it's in the same compartment that you're in.
Was it? Let me feel around. Okay. Well, I can't throw the bag to you.
That's fine. Just if you can just get my wallet out, that'd be great. That's a can of deodorant. It's not even remotely wallet shaped.
Ladies deodorant.
I thought it was, but I wasn't sure, but it was on special. And can I tell you? Doesn't really work.
There you go. Seb is cheap enough that he doesn't care what kind of deodorant he gets.
I saw the pink on it and I was like, it's 2019. Maybe it's for boys.
No, you are not that. Oh, I see. Oh.
What was that?
This is...
I don't even know what it is. Some sort of supplement?
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
It helps me get angrier and lift things heavier. And
it's probably 100% pure, you'll all be happy to know. Ooh, wink, wink.
Alex, please watch Brendan the Bard.
This segment right here has reminded me very much of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Rocket and Groot.
What's in the bag? In the bag.
It's the one labeled Bad Motherfucker.
It is the one... Okay. Alex, are you done yet?
No.
Oh, that's weird. It felt like you had 20 minutes to fill.
It felt like everyone else was talking over me, so I couldn't actually say what I wanted to say.
I'm here to review my Costco membership card.
Brilliant. So I saw Brendan on Sunday night, which was fantastic. He does. It's him, bass player, piano player, and a drummer. And I would be lying if I could say I remembered all their names. But I'm a terrible human, so...
Okay, are they white?
Yes.
Jeremy?
Nope.
Samuel?
Nope.
Some sort of Tyson?
Alex?
Tyson or
ooh,
or
Tyson's
Carter?
Tyson's good.
Yeah.
Carter, maybe.
Oh, you fuck off.
No.
It's definitely it's definitely Matthew, Mark, Luke, and
John?
Judas.
Actually,
the most popular of names.
John and Luke do sound very familiar.
Of course they do.
I'm not going to lie.
John, George, Paul.
Anyway... At the time of recording, I also went and saw them last night, being a Friday night, at Rick's.
Rick's is a local bar here in the Valley.
Well, it is. I don't even know.
Because it sounds like it could be a guy's place, to be fair. Like, it does sound like a guy's place.
Yes.
Do you like my positive help? As opposed to my negative help.
By help, he means annoying words that he says while I'm trying to talk. Thank you.
Adding to the ambiance.
The ambiance.
Anyway,
they're very good. You should go check them out.
Excellent.
Yep.
Yeah. I look forward to it. Yeah, I'll certainly check out his page.
Spotify.
Yeah.
If you, I don't know if this is illegal or not, but put your Spotify on repeat and like get them listens up for him because.
Well, you have to be a paid member for that.
Yeah.
I know that because I'm not a paid member and I can't select songs for repeating.
I am a paid member. A paid member, even. Ooh, also, I've been played because also, I pay for also, it.
Also a plaid member.
Yep. I used to wear a lot of plaid.
So the reason we went last night specifically was because on Sunday we were having a couple of drinks and we were we were very happy while we were listening to this music. And there's this one particular song called "The Debt," which
that's the first one on his on there. Most popular one.
I'm
now following Brendan the Bard.
Sorry, lovely, good.
I do apologize because he's French. You actually pronounce the B and don't pronounce the T. It's the Deb.
I see.
Yeah, sorry. I know that how embarrassing for you two uncultured Caucasians, but that's how we do in Europe.
We're not in Europe. We're in Australia. But You've been saying that this entire episode.
It's true. And Australia is on your map in the bottom right. That's probably true.
No, on the New Zealand.
Australia's the country in the bottom right, next to the island called New Zealand.
On the most common Mercator projection maps, Australia is actually right in the center.
Ha!
Center.
Oh, sorry, I was
because it's Asia and it's North and South America that are split.
Fine. Good luck finding Australia. My directions were wrong.
Find us on a map.
Are you doing a socials? Find us on a map.
we were calling out like "Play the Debt," and like they'd already finished their set. We're like, "Come on, one more song, "Play the Debt." They did one more song. It wasn't "The Debt." It was another good one, obviously. But right at the end, we're like, "Come on, play the Debt." And so he was like, "Okay, if you come back, see us on Friday night at Rick's, we'll play the Debt."
Okay.
And he like played like the tiniest little bit of the intro,
extorting his audience.
Yeah. And we were like, "Oh hell yeah!" Well, because he doesn't play it live very much anymore, because he's got the band and it's more of a solo sort of number. And so like we went last night and we're like in between every song, we're like, "Come on, play the Debt." And he didn't
at all.
No, he tried right at the end. He really tried, but because the rest of the like the way the sound was set up, the rest of the band wasn't playing and there was a bit of like feedback or reverb happening somewhere.
I think that's just a very convenient excuse on his part.
Well, no, it was you couldn't hear the song because of whatever was happening.
Yes, because the other band members were causing the feedback. No
this
doubt.
Sounds like a battle of the band situation. I bet they were sabotaged. Say in France, sabotaged.
No, you actually don't pronounce the B.
Oh, sabotaged. Sabotage. Hey, one of my teachers was Mr. Sitars.
He was.
He was a good guy.
Thanks, friend.
Yep. You're welcome. I want you to know I still have my topic after this. It's going to be a big one.
If we're still going by 9 o'clock, we could actually head back over to Lefty's on Caxton Street and catch Brendan the Bard playing tonight.
Excellent.
And he said that he was actually going to play The Debt.
That'll be great tonight for all the people listening to this next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is about us.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my little bit.
Well,
thank you all for listening.
That was a terrific show.
Yeah, it really was. We talked about everything that we wanted to.
Yep. Didn't leave a single thing out.
Not at all.
Objection!
You can find us at facebook.com.
No, stop.
I was really worried that you muted me then.
No, I need them to know what an ass you're being. Otherwise, I look like I'm just old man yelling at nothing.
Me being the ass.
Okay. So lower your volume. Okay. I watched a very weird movie.
Well done.
Yeah.
You watched something.
So it's on Netflix.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify.
It was where can you find it? On Netflix. You can find it on Netflix.
Joe Dirt 2.
Yeah. Oh, God, I wish. This is about the quality of Joe Dirt 2, actually. Called Daphne and Velma.
Oh.
This is a straight-to-DVD movie showing how Daphne and Velma from the Scooby-Doo gang went to high school together and started solving mysteries pre-Mystery Inc.
Let all the how they got together, all the origin stories die. There's no reason to tell them unless it's a part of your story to begin with. We don't need it. The thing that makes Scooby-Doo good is that they're a gang that go around. We don't need to know how they got together. That's not interesting. That's not the interesting part of Scooby-Doo.
It is another story, though.
This movie, is 1 hour 15, which means it's not even really feature length. Wow. By that point, like, that's pushing it.
Master of Disguise is shorter than that.
No, I can't wait. We're covering it this year. And I'm so freaking excited.
And that's a feature film.
That's true.
Sort of.
But that, it's pushing it. They added the bloopers into the credits of that movie from memory just to push the runtime.
Push it up to 80 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a 70 minute film.
I don't want to shit on this film that I saw. It's not a good film. It's straight to DVD. But this is the best way I can put it is legitimately, if you were to splice sex scenes in between it, the movie felt like I was watching like the story half of a porno.
Yep.
And I'm going to put that as a good thing because it was kind of funny. Because as I was watching it, I was like, this is on Netflix. This can't be porn. But I had to like double check because I was starting to get concerned that somehow I had just started streaming porn in the house.
There can't be a shortage of fan fiction Daphne and
Velma. Oh, I would imagine not. No,
but material for any filmmaker. I mean, it's not live action, is it? Is it live?
No,
action?
It's live action.
Live action.
Yeah. I'll pass you guys my phone so you can appreciate the pictures of the actresses in their roles. I think Daphne is slightly Asian in origin. I don't care about that.
Well, who played Daphne in the
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
So she played. Yes, she played Daphne, and Velma was
remember. Good actress.
Marishna Hargitay.
Yeah, Marishna Hargitay from Law and Order SVU. No, she plays Hawkeye's wife as well.
Right. They look fine.
I'll have to look up her name. I've just forgotten it.
They look fine. They certainly look the parts.
James Spader.
They were actually okay. It was just everything in this film. Just it felt like right. Yeah, it was not the best. It was the best of times, was the worst of times, was mostly the worst of times. Like,
I've been consuming quite a bit this week. Also,
Linda Cardellini, that was it.
Included in that is series 21 of South Park. Mm. One of the episodes there, they have a guy from Netflix and he answers the phone, "Netflix, you're greenlit. How can I help you?"
If only. I have so many scripts just at home
Netflix
stacked up.
Produces a lot of, they take the chances with a lot of projects.
Yeah.
Yeah. And good on them. Good on them for doing that. If they've genuinely got the money for that, then they should, because you never know what is going to be a winner, what is going to be a hit with people. And now that everybody can stream, you know, you can find niche markets and satisfy them completely.
Or you could have a Santa Clarita Diet and something that apparently is doing really well, being on a top 10 stream billboard or whatever, and then be cancelled anyway.
In its defense, I think that's not a bad thing, because good projects sometimes need to be killed in order to preserve their goodness.
But they ended on a cliffhanger.
I know.
That's so frustrating.
I know. But in its defense, yeah, that's...
Serenity.
Yeah.
Or Fireflies.
Firefly's not that good.
It was really ramping up in the last few episodes. I didn't think it was bad, but the last episodes were telling a really good story, yeah, and having that cut off was the issue.
Yeah.
I can't look at Andrew right now.
You're not missing much. You're just kind of sitting there. All right. What I'm going to say is... we should end the show here.
Let's do it.
We're done. We're not coming back. We won't see you on Monday. Just kidding. I don't know when this is coming out, but it's probably Godzilla.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, it might be Godzilla or King Kong. One of them is coming out.
King Kong was good. I like
it. Don't tell them now. The review hasn't come out yet.
Really? No, I don't care. I don't care about spoilers.
Yeah, but
no, it's rubbish. No.
The rest of the world, though. Oh, actually, no, quickly.
Okay.
Endgame. Did you go see it?
I did not.
Okay, well...
I don't care.
Did you end up watching? Because I know you were gonna sneak in Infinity War before you saw it. Did you get that part done?
No, I watched about an hour and a half of it, and I was bored out of my mind. Ugh. It is so dull.
Mm. Agree to disagree. But that's interesting, though. Even that movie didn't.
It's unfortunate that Marvel went I get why they did it, but they went the way of making their films where a lot of the knowledge of the previous ones is included in there. So in order to fully appreciate it, you really have to, if you're joining it late, you have to go back and consume all of their other films to be up to speed.
I'll say they stopped it.
I know, but it's kind of detrimental to people who want to join the franchise later on, right? And I'm also of the school that a film should be self-contained. Mm. If you're going along to see a sequel, right, a good film will be completely self-contained. You shouldn't need to know anything other than what the film tells you. Yep. In order to enjoy it. There's richness that comes from sequels and from an expanded universe, but you shouldn't have to know all that to enjoy the film. And Marvel things, I just don't like them.
Honestly, every movie would kind of tell its own thing and fill you in up until Civil War came out. That was the one they're like, okay, no, we're 16 movies, whatever movies in, you know. Now you have to pay attention.
The Marvel projects,
they used to be pretty accessible. You could jump into any superhero film.
No,
and
I know,
it was fine.
And they were all kind of standalone until they started to mix it up and start to gear up for Civil War and Infinity.
Yeah, they had like these big events that they would build to, but before doing that, honestly, you could jump in. Iron Man 3 is your first one, and you pretty much be okay watching it. As in, like, if that's the only Marvel movie you ever saw, you wouldn't be missing that much from it.
The projects that I've enjoyed of Marvel's were all those scrappy side projects that, you know, weren't necessarily going to be big hits. Guardians of the Galaxy blew it out of the water. That was really good. But I liked Ant-Man. Really liked Ant-Man. I thought that was great. Didn't care for Iron Man. Certainly didn't care for any of the Captain America films. The Avengers films were, whatever. It's just the same stuff all over again. Mm. But Guardians was different and Ant-Man was different.
Well, you're going to love The Eternals. I say that. Apparently Angelina Jolie's in the casting. It might be the first Marvel movie I'm like, no, thank you, because I really don't like her. But we'll see. Maybe they can make her a good actress.
And then Shazam came along and DC is doing something interesting.
We'll
Shazam
see how
was
go.
Good.
Aquaman was fine. Shazam was good. They are on an upward swing, which they have. I can't say they've been had until now. So,
and in my opinion, Marvel is kind of losing its momentum.
It's as you say this, as it is the highest grossing film of all time, I think.
No,
or second highest?
You can make money and still be bad.
No, it beat Titanic. Yeah, it's up against Avatar last time I heard, but it beat Titanic in its second week. It made like 2.2 billion or something by its second week.
Yeah.
So, but I think Avatar, it was what it was going against now to become number one. But Avatar made a lot because it was 3D, like pretty much compulsory. And
the Star Wars prequels are pretty well universally, you know, crapped on by the people who call themselves true fans. Mm. And they made money. You know, George Lucas didn't go bust making those films.
They were fun.
Fine.
It's the Star Wars universe. I'm there for the characters and the story and
if only Lucas thought of including any.
See, that's your opinion.
We should have a George Lucas chat in another show because I've got someone loading to do on that, man.
Okay, let's put a pin in that one too.
Socials.
Can I?
Oh my God. This is the second time I've gone for socials and you, sir, have decided now I have content.
Because
this is the first time we're going to make the hour.
Yeah.
Legit, we're on 48 minutes.
Well, I could ask you 12 more questions.
Okay, please.
No, I'm only going to ask you one. In Iron Man's funeral, was there anyone that seemed out of place to you?
Okay, as in like a character that I was like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know who it is now.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, okay. Yoda.
Yeah, Yoda's false ghost.
Yeah. Oh, I wish someone would actually just edit that in. That'd be
lovely. I'm sure the how it should have ended people will think of something clever.
Actually, you said how it should have ended. Now I'm going to be the culprit. I went back and watched that Nobody's Really Gone video by Red Letter Media.
Yeah, that was so good.
No, he's gone.
Oh, but nobody's really gone.
Nobody's ever really gone.
And the funny is, I just watched the trailer for It too.
Oh, yeah.
So,
firstly,
if you guys haven't seen that trailer, there's like an extended scene in the trailer. It's really good. It's very, very creepy. I actually hate that I put the It movies on the schedule this year. I'm not a horror movie fan, but I've seen the original and I've seen the remake. So I was like, yeah, whatever, man. Didn't once click I'd be going to the cinemas to watch a horror movie where I can't escape. So I'm genuinely anxious about that movie coming out because it looks scary and I don't like the scary movies. I have to go with you guys and just sit between you and scream. But
yeah, we can go together.
Because I can't take my wife. She's actually got that proper phobia about clowns. I can't. Sure phobia? I don't know. What's the opposite of Red Nose Day, your phobia?
White Nose Day.
I don't know.
Blackface Day.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So, that's fun. So if I don't see it with you guys, I'm literally going to be seeing it by myself. My sister also won't go because she's scared of it. She doesn't like Pennywise.
Well done, Seb.
I've shoehorned myself into seeing a movie I don't want to see by myself.
Hello, Georgie. Like, do you like balloons?
That's really anxious.
Georgie?
Still bad.
Thank you.
I hate you.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Mr. Burns. I believe you have a letter for me.
That's certainly true, Mr. Burns. Can I just have your first name?
I don't know. Great. Crap. So trailer, yeah, go watch it. It's got a lovely scene. It does the thing at the end like all trailers do, where it shows you like a thousand things, like flash, bang, bang, blah, blah. But there's this one scene where the main actress goes back to Derry and she's talking to this old woman, and it's definitely Pennywise, but as an old woman, and she doesn't realize, and she kind of really well done. I'm very impressed. Good cast too. It's got James McAvoy in it. I think Will Hader or Bill Hader. I mean, both are technically correct.
William Haderson.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a real decent cast. Actually, you know, do you guys remember the Old Spice guy before Terry Crews took over?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like, what?
Wow.
I forgot the people can do more than one thing. So yeah, go watch that. Have fun. Can't remember how we got onto this. I'm ending the show. Socials.
Facebook.com/secondtake.
We did it.
Check us out on Instagram, Second Take Podcast. And if you live in the future, you can tweet us at SecondTakeTNC.
We have an email address, secondtakepodcast@gmail.com. Send us things. We'll read them. Like the fake, your website has expired message I got today that I was like, no, it definitely has not. Goes on the website and checks. Yep, nope, we're all good. You're not Squarespace. It was fun times. Or if you don't want to send me confusing and alarming spam, you can just go to our website itself. It's active. As in disregarding what that email says, it is active, it is there, and it is secondtakepodcast.com. And there's 3 years worth of shit for you to listen to on it.
There is. And if you want to write Seb a letter, I have his address right here.
You have my... Yes.
I looked through your wallet. I know all your details now.
That's exciting. All right, yeah. Well, I'm going to hit the outro music and hopefully Andrew doesn't find my house.
So it's number 4596858... 7 minus 39887243 Smith Street?
Probably.
So, what should I listen to now?
We are Castology. This is our podcast about podcasts. We are your castologists, Patrick Shearer,
Liz Best,
and Zainzi Weber.
Each week, we'll bring you three of the best and sometimes not so best podcasts around. We'll also do the hard work and trawl the RSS feeds to find the newest podcast that should be on your radar.
And then next week, we come back and tell you what we thought of the recommendations and bring three new sparkling podcasts to check out.
Now, will we always agree with each other's picks?
Probably not. But hey, you're clever. You know that's how reviews work.
We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatcher of your choice.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.